Bill, could you start off and talk about the significance of the running game to what you want to do offensively and what you guys got to do to run better than the last two games?
Yeah, we need to establish a run a little bit better. I think we're still in the top five or six in the league in rushing, but last two games hasn't been great. So we just need to do a better job. You know, starting with me, just do a better job of running the ball throughout the game.
To stop or slow down Adrian Peterson, it seems like he still has it.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, there's no doubt about the fact that he still has it. I mean, you think about his workout regimen in the off season. You know, here in Houston, it's legendary. You know, he's another guy that's defying age. You know, especially at that position, where you know basically the history of the game tells you when you're 30 years or older. You know, that's about it for you, and that's really not the case with him, obviously. So he's big. He's in great shape. He's tough. You know, they've given him the ball almost 60 times in the last two games. He's hard to handle.
You have been harder than Kimmy, though, on the other side of the ball. And sort of a little bit today about his leadership, what he's hoping to do as a leader. What have you seen from him as a player and as a leader?
Yeah, I mean, I think I consider Bernard McKinney one of the captains of our team. You know, I think he's one of the big-time leaders of our team. The way I define Bernard McKinney is he is – what you're looking for in a pro football player. I mean, he loves football, loves his teammates. He's a tough guy. He plays banged up. And, you know, I'm glad he's on our team. He's a hell of a player.
You've run the ball more than most coaches since you've been here. What is ideally would you like going in to be able to run? Obviously, you don't want to have to get out of it in the second half. But in your mind, what's a good number of carries?
Yeah, I would say it's more about trying to strike a balance. You know what I mean, John? So, like, I don't know if there's a definite amount of carries. And even if there was a definite amount, I don't think I would tell you. But I do think that there's a correlation between rushing for 120 yards in a game and winning, you know, especially if you don't turn it over. You know, I think turnovers are the big key. Penalties are important. Third down's important. But I think that being able to run the football and you know, gain significant yards like we were doing, you know, for a while, you know, is something that's important to winning. You know, I don't know if he – I'm not sure about whether he cracked it or not, Aaron, but I would say he will miss the game, yes.
Are you moving Hopkins around the field just to try and get him the ball as much as you can?
We move him around a lot, yeah. I mean, he knows all the positions, so – he could be anywhere, definitely lined up. I don't know if it's necessarily to, like, get him the ball on, you know, on every single play, but clearly he's our number one receiver. And, you know, he's having a great year. You know, he's on track for big numbers, and that's what you expect from him. He's got great hands, great route runner, and he's got an incredible ability on the sideline, you know, which is huge for us. And so, yeah, we definitely move him around because of his intelligence and his ability to know all the positions.
Next man up mentality, but some of the injuries around the league, not just you all, but the Cardinals and a lot of these teams have lost big players, some of the biggest guys. Do you think it's had an effect overall around the league?
Other guys are going to have to step up. You know, Bruce is running good routes. Bruce needs to get the ball more. Bruce Ellington, he's doing some really good things out there. Hop is Hop. Everybody knows what he's doing this year. You know, hopefully Braxton can contribute in some way, in shape, or form at receiver. So, you know, I think there's some different guys that have to step up in the absence of Fuller. Yeah, I mean, I think any time you've missed that amount of time, I mean, and you haven't been able to be in pads playing football, you've just been, you know, running on the side, riding the bike, getting treatment, whatever it is, you know, even though you've been in the meetings, there's no substitute for actually playing football. So I think no matter how good you are, you know, whether you're, you know, number one guy at your position or not, it takes a while to get back from when you've had a long layoff.
Patrick Peterson cover the top receiver or stay on one side?
No, he usually matches the top guy. I'm not in their heads, but I think so.
You're a coach, but you're a fan. When you watch two elite guys like that, is it fun? Can you enjoy it? Or are you too wrapped up in the winning and losing part?
I mean, I appreciate it. Let me say that. I don't know. I'm not sure how much fun I have when I see some of these guys. It's a great battle. I mean, you think about the battles that Hopkins has had with, you know, whether it's Pac-Man or Jalen Ramsey or maybe Patrick Peterson or, you know, last week, you know, with, was it Trufant? You know, some of those guys, you know, those are big-time battles, and it's definitely something that I appreciate, the talent of those people going against each other, no doubt about it.
Challenge you to move him around and try to do what you can to help him get open as a play caller?
I think so. I think you have to move him around. I think you have to know the skill set of who's matching him, and you have to understand that too. You know, like, you know, how does this guy play? Is, you know, is he a press guy? Is he an off guy? You know, all the different ways that he's being played by different corners. But I think it's important that we move Hop around, which is what we try to do.